Good morning, everyone. How lovely to be reacquainted with our characters from the Nativity this morning and to see so many faces. Mary, Joseph, and the innkeeper and the shepherds, our Jewish characters, who, like all Jews, were hoping for their saviour and their deliverer to come. They were living under a dark time under Roman occupation. Remember, it was the Roman emperor who ordered the census, demanding everybody went back to their place of birth. Mary and Joseph would not have had a reason to be in Bethlehem that night had it not been for him. Jesus would not have been born in Bethlehem that night had that not happened. I read in the news this week that the planets Jupiter and Saturn are set to align this weekend and that there will be a bright star in the sky. Some think this conjunction is what caused the bright light in the sky 2,000 years ago, the star that the wise men followed, the star that was over Bethlehem, the star that's been known as the Star of Bethlehem. What a wonderful reminder this week of Jesus. Back to our story. And so, the Old Testament prophecy is fulfilled, and Jesus is born in Bethlehem. And in the words of the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How much do we still need to hear that message today? Jesus is the light of our world, where all our hopes and fears are met. Just spend a minute thinking about what your hopes and fears are. Jesus is with us in all our hopes and fears. 2020 has been a dark and fearful time for many. There's been loss and hardship, worries and anxieties, and disappointment after disappointment. The dark may have come close to us, and it may have surrounded us at times, but Jesus is our light in dark times. When I was thinking about this morning, I was reminded of a really old hymn I used to sing many years ago. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. I'm walking with Jesus, the light of the world. The outlook is dark, but bright is the uplook. When it is really dark, you can see light more clearly. Think of a dark night sky with the stars. You can see them. But if you've ever been to a place that has dark sky status and it's really dark, my goodness, it's like millions more stars have been turned on. So much brighter. If you think of a room on a summer's day and you turn the light on, you hardly notice that a light's been turned on because it's already bright. You think of a dark winter's day, 6:30 in the morning when I'm getting up for work at the moment, it's really dark in the house and I need to turn the light on to see. On a winter's day when the light goes on, you notice it so much more. It has been a dark time for us as a country and as a community, as a church family and in our homes as well. But remember, we walk with Jesus, the light of the world. So this Christmas, regardless of everything, and that's really hard to say because there's lots of everything at the moment, we have hope in our hearts. So let the light of Jesus shine through you, shine through me, shine through all of us, shine through our windows. John 1:5, the light shines. Romans 15 verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The darker the night, the brighter the light shines. We remember Jesus, the light of the world, who arrived with us at Christmas time. We have hope, and we can share that hope with others. So go with God this Christmas time. Amen.